Yerushalmi, Megillah Lamed Tes. We're starting from Lamed Tes of Mabez, the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mishnah continues in the halacha of pulling up someone to read the Torah, for an aliyah for the Torah. So the Mishnah says, Amafta b'Navi Peretz HaShema, a person who goes ahead and reads the Navi, so he's the one who Peretz HaShema. He divides up the Shema, and we see the means, Tachama v'smisakin, that the person that person is mafta the Navi, he's the one who divides the, he's the one who goes ahead and is does the Kedusha, divides up the Shema Barabim, I'm saying the Divrei Kedusha. And he's Yotze the Tzibur with his, what's the reason why we do this? Because Mesed Mesakin is not as coveted, mafta is not the greatest kavod. And therefore, we give him this thing to be able to go ahead and mechab. It says the Pnei Moshe to explain. So Moshe says, "Mishiraga lifta navi tikacham masam sakin shiyu paris hashma barab." He should want to do paris hashma divided hashma barab do kedusha the rabbim. The yovel of neatevel otzi has a rabbim the kedusha the shem batvila. He should be yotzi the people of the tzibur with davening. Neishu mamzi is atzmul after davish ein kvodo go gach tikkun losa the kvodo. As I always said, this in doing the mafter is not so kavodik. So the fact that he's doing it, we give him the kavod to do the shema. The bracha sent to daven shmonesri. He will have left that table. He goes in front of the table. He's the one who goes in front of daven shmonesri as well. Not just the kriya shema, but we also have him go to do the kedusha and shmonesri. We give him both. So when it says the. What's the level of that table? He goes, we also got it. He's only with koyim and dukins. He might cut them. It's a katan, and therefore he can't duk and he can't daven for the omen. He can't do shema. Other than rabba open on them. We give it to his father, or his teacher to go and do. They get their rights for him. They get the cover for him instead of him because he's not yotze the tzibur, and he goes and they're the one parts of shema. They're the ones that go ahead and does the and Shemoneh Esrei in lieu of him. The honor is given to them. The honor is given to them. So the Bishvil, since it goes to him, and since he can't get it, he's a katan, so we give it to him, give it to the father and mother. His father, or Rabbo, to be able to do it. Tzak Demish, Tzak Demar. That's what we said, you can do it, he gets the thing, even do it dukening. So the question, how do you read this Mishnah? How do you know who's going to get it? Torah comes afterwards. How do we know who's going to get the maftir now to know they should get up and do the davening? Kippur Shema comes later. How do we know that? How is that determined? So the Gemara says there's a reason for the cheshbon. You don't need to understand the Mishnah as follows. You have to change it as follows. This is what the Mishnah means. Dilot. Not for this. This is what you have to read it. Says the Gemara. Whoever lives on the table, who owns his kapo. Person Shema, he's the one who lives within, does both. In other words, the one who divides the Shema is the one, not the Amafter. But the one who does this, the one who gives the person Shema, he's the one who gets the other Divrei keyboard as well. Mishnah talking about Amafter, we're talking about this thing. Take this out. Because that's what, right now it's the one who does the Shema is the one who gets this, gets this responsibility. And he's the one that gets to do all this. So the Gemara says, the reason why we do this, in order to be able to go ahead, Mazaris him to push him to do it. So the Kachtet and Lord says, Kavanehidah, Shiyabah, Ne'akeva, Zayi Vishma, we want him to do it. Nobody wants to get up to do the Kedusha of Shema. So since we're going to offer him the Shemoneh Esrei, we're going to offer him the Nduchen if he's a Kohen, so Mimela, it's an incentive for him to go to Pirah Shema as well. That's what we don't look. So we make a lekvodo. Do it in a way that to explain to him that it's a lekvodo to do it. That's why we give it to them. So the Gemara says, "I may cut them." We said it's a cut in the father who doesn't answer the hair. What's the pshat? How do you read that Mishnah? What does the Mishnah mean? Where does a cut and come into it? What does it mean to find a case in the Mishnah? Divine Shema. Can we learn the Mishnah? A cut lo yivishma. If you say that the Mishnah is talking about this thing, maybe it's talking about maftir, a katan can do maftir. So in the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah makes sense. That if it's a katan, his father and Rebbe will do it because he can't do it. But if it's the but if it's not, then you take that gerusha out, and the gerusha is just parsa shema. Katan can't be parsa shema. So what's the whole point of the Mishnah? The avivarapa over na yado. How does that work? So The Ram of Yehuda and Ganshev is Eitel. Tomorrow we brought Shtei Sairos. Ganshev loves Shtei Sairos. We brought Shtei Sairos. When he brought Shtei Sairos, so when he could be Parashma, we let him do it. He didn't reach 13 yet, 13 in the day yet, but Lamaisa, we let him be Parashma Shema. But if it didn't bring that, then Zavis Sorrows, then we would not even let him do that, and it can't be. Then we would not let do it. Then we would not let him do it. Then his father and Rebbe would be the ones who get the kavod. He would not be able to do it. That's the Gemara explains the would be even in such a situation. A katan can do it even times if he's not 13 in a day. But if he has to Sorrows, he's zayka. He's roid, I should say, to be able to go ahead and be parishma and to do what he has to do. And to do it. Says the Mishnah Vayta. Mishnah says, if the halacha of a katan, once a katan is katar, katan is lari d'tayra. Matagim, he goes to translate. Matagim, lari d'tayra, but he can't be parishma. He don't think he can't daven for the amma, shmonesrei. And also, when he can't go ahead, he's a kohen and do it. So he can't do it. Now, he's lari d'tayra, because, and he's allowed to be matagim. Why matagim? If you're allowed to read the Torah, you're allowed to be matagim. If you're allowed to read the Torah, he allowed to read the Torah. Why can't you be Parash Shema then? So it's Kabbalah, if he's in Bob Malachi Rabbi, because he's Yotzin them in Sibra of Krishma, in the Chi of Krishma. And if he's not in a Chai B'Dover anymore, so he's not in Katan, he's not in Mukhi of the Raisa in Krishma, he can't be Yotzin others. Same thing also. What about, so why can't he do it? Because it says, ain't covered at Sibra Kvilmas, that they're listening to his Bracha, he's a Katan, it's not covered for the Sibra to be able to listen to his bracha, to be under his bracha, so to speak. But that you can't do. That's why Katan is Enosa Kapov as well to do that. And again, this is only when we talk about, we know today many children of Katanim do talking with their fathers. But that's when they're doing it with the Gadol. Talking about a case when there's only a Katan, there's no other Kohanim, then we say, don't let it, we can't do it. The Kohen, the Katan cannot do it. We don't let him do that. A katan can't be nosy kappa because it's not covered for the tzibur. But say, but a person's clothes are ripped. But it's not. You can still go ahead and parish the shema mitagim. You can go ahead mitagim and do the mitagim the shema. But ain't a kabbutah. But can't be the tire. Ain't over the ateva. Ain't also his kappa. When his clothes are ripped, the other crew is also when you see his clothes is ripped and you can see his arm. It doesn't cover his arms. His beggar doesn't cover his arms. It's exposed. So again, that's something that's inappropriate. And therefore, according to some shittas, it means his legs, but others say it means his arms, like the Kavan Eidah, and it would be not be proper to go ahead and to parash the Shema. He can still do that, he can do, we're talking. But to do anything more, we need to have a tzibur, to have 10, where it says that you can't do. That you can't do, says the Kavan Eidah, and parash the Shema, it can't do it. Therefore, even though he's not dressed covered, he's allowed to go in and yield to others. But the covenant tzibur, the thing ateva, when this is kappa, these are things that not covered to do that. Amela, therefore, it's demeaning to the tzibur, and therefore, we don't let him do it. So the covenant ateva, the covenant ateva, it's a canal tzibur, this guy's getting up, he had a ripped shirt, his arms are exposed, that you can't do. Mishnah says, Summa Bazama, Summa, blind by the Kedushma, Mutagim, they call Summa Mutagim. Why Kedushma again? Because he's Mechoyev, Mechoyev B'davar. It says, Kamei Akpiz, in a Roy, he can't see the Ma'iras, but he's not nothing, but other people can see it, from, and therefore stops him from falling. So even though he can't see it, he still has enough from it. And therefore he do it. That, the Ridai man, Kashalot Me'yos, the woman never saw in his life the Ma'iras, but he can't do Shema. In other words, if he saw it once, and now he can't see it, it's one thing. But if he never saw it, the Ridai says he can't do it. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a couple of Bnei Moshe, ain't a loch like Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, that a person blind from birth never has any anof, any was ever able to have any anof from the sun or the moon. He cannot go ahead and like and say the bro. Leave us the Shema. Says the Gemara, we talk about loch, we have a steer in the Mishnah, Makos, we did a Mishnah here. We live in the Mishnah, Mesakos, Makos. That says, so many Gola, a blind person does not go to Gola, so Rabbi Mei Yehuda, Mei Omer, Gola, he does go to Gola. What did he say we learned? What's the reason? Where do we get the drasha? Both of them learn a great drasha, both of them one pasik. But lay rosh, without seeing. Mayor, I'm in the opposition, includes the summa. It's mekoyavi. And if you don't, I'm at parat the summa. It comes to exclude the same pasik. One says that the pas extra pasik is excluding the summa. But lay rosh, without seeing. The other one is including, excluding the blind person. One says including the blind person. So, mayor, therefore, both of them have the same drasha. And therefore, you can't, would be the same idea, would be here as well. Says the Kavan Eida. It says Rabbi Suma, because it's the Pasik. I feel it's low rose, I'm a Rabbi Suma, would accept any Baka Rebu, you're a Mayat, and therefore Mayat Suma. It's a question which drush are you using to learn the Psukim? Is it Mayat, Akam Mayat, and you're a little Rabos, and therefore it would be considered excluding it, based upon which of the Yukim Amidos, Atar, and Adreshes, Behem, are we using to dash now to exclude or to include the Suma. So much if that's the case, my focus over there, there's a kasha. Hi, we learn Mishnah. I'm as if you just said, Lord, so let me life is Kama, I'm a raw. But if he wants to, at any time in his life, he did see prayer, you can go ahead and divide the Shema. If you do, obviously, holds a blind person, is Mechuyev and Mitzvahs. Because he says the only reason why you can't exclude it, because you never saw light in the beginning. But if you saw light, you're Mechuyev. I, you're a Summa. If I serve you, holds, you're Mechuyev. Yet over here, we say, and we just call the Mishnah Makos, you just says Perat Summa is excluded. How could we explain that? The Kharit's a Stira. Gemara said, "No, we have Yosi." Mechalfei, continue the shayla. How is your adversary? Pino, we have inconsistent stira. Tamar, the prat here is excluding. Talking about Lavi, because they included the suma, they included the mitzvah. So it's a stira between Rav Yudashita. So Gemara answers, "I'm Rav Yomei Yav Hillel." Says Nafkemina. When you say that you can't see if you saw it or not, Yoshbeis off a look. Mestis, we're talking about a case of Mishnah where is a person sitting in a dark house. All his life, he's held in a dark residence, and if he never saw the day, the moon, never saw the light, the sunlight. Kachanu, he would say the same thing in the Mishnah. Yosef Beis Ofi, he's sitting there, Leivur Shkapa, and Shenu Shema. He never saw the Oros, he can't do it. Here, the case of the Mishnah Makos, we're not talking about a case of, we're talking about a regular blind person. But the Rebbe's represents Suma, that includes a Suma, and therefore would be included in the mitzvahs, and therefore Yechayev, even though he never done do with his sword, he didn't see it, we're included in the mitzvahs. So that's enough community between the two. And when we took over there, a specific situation where a person is in a place where he never saw it, he's in a house, we never saw the outside, so maybe therefore that would be excluded. Ain Kane, with the case of the Pasik, the Rabbos, that's talking about a case of including in Devar Mitzvahs, and every Mitzvah in the Torah, he would be included as well to Rabbos as Suma, and we exclude Eremi Nakami, doesn't apply, but Yoshe Beis Ofer, Lech Lemute Vilaros, it's not a Metzias, it's not a, we don't use the Drasha to exclude, he was in a house, he never saw it, therefore he's excluded, but nothing to do because of the Drasha per se, Lech Lemute Vilaros, even Uncle Vilaros, he never saw it, he was never exposed to it, that's the Stira, Yashe the Stira in the Mishnah, so the Mishnah says, Alokha. He gave the right for Nisa Kapov. He must say the other people conscious, but the other Kohen has his hands that are mum. He can't do it. He can lift his hands. He can't do it. He's a mum. He can't do it. Gemara says, if you are met, I have to be sure you live to his istis. I mean, if the person's hands are stained with istis, what's the istis? Istis is a type of a plant. In other words, it's like used for tchelos, which means basically that it's made, that the it's a plant that's used. And when I was telling you that he looks funny, like he's a Sabot Domlik, his hands are dyed, like the Kalas. His hands are dyed, Sabot Domlik Hamas. So therefore, it looks like a colored, like a mum. People don't stare at him. People look at him, they stare at him. He gives the broker, he has to hold out his hands, stretch out his hands. People are going to look at him, they'll stare at him. That's not proper. They'll take away from the Kavana. Therefore, we don't do it. If we might explain why we don't do it. Don't look at him because he can't do it. Even for that alone, it's enough to passel him. Says the Gemara, might say, but wait on a price with fun. That we said, only if there's a mum on the Kohen's face, that makes him passel. But anything else, it's not on his hand, not on his face, it should make him both. Must say, of course, a coin to pass on him. Must says, what about, I tell me that a bride say my dash, but you know, the coin that's a mum, that's in a city, people are accustomed to seeing him with it. Now, look, you got to go ahead and do it because you're not sidetracked. A person always sees this person walk around, even though it's somewhat of a blemish, somewhat of something that catches people's eyes, but since Lamaisa, you're accustomed to it, you're not staring at it, the look would be acceptable. The Gemara says acceptable, it's the mitzvah, but it's to be dust for you, it would be considered acceptable. So the Gemara writer, we're going to write in front of him, while the blemish in the face of people, it's in front of him. If you have a coin, go ahead, it's blemish in a city, and people see him, it's mutter, because they stay ready, it's no kiddush, they seem ready. Gemara says, what am I, sir? We keep one side as a coin who had a bent finger. Amalei says, since you're from your feeling, the city of people know you, they're accustomed to your condition. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to go ahead and say the brachos. In what case of Chuna came, the certain coin, his beard was Amalei's. Gemara said he dismissed the certain coin because his beard was not fully grown. The Gemara says, "Was it that would be considered sufficient?" But Dutch people, most people are used to seeing the same idea, it'd be fine. Just like a sock on his beard was parched, people used to it. So Dutch people, because again, it's mutter to do. People get used to it. So therefore, why didn't Rav Yehuda say, "Why can't he say the bracha? Why do you have to go?" So Rav Yehuda, regular Navasagin, because we're getting the effect that Cohen's beard was parched, his legs were also very short. Cohen therefore didn't let him come in. He looked funny. They would say, you know, katan asuka. We saw a katan. The fact that he was small, the fact that he was, his raglan, his feet were sparse, was very short, he looked like a katan. By the talis, they would say that there was a kohanim are permitted, that even a kohen katan is permitted to do this. That's what come out to come out of the wrong halacha. Mish says, Yosi, those mirrors. Second, when I said this, what we said, just as like you can't look at the Kohen, you can't do it in Barak Yisrael. You can't do that. I was included. Why did we include this thing itself? Because Moshe said, I don't see anything hidden. Anybody answering? Nothing distracted. I don't see anything that make a difference. Why should be able to go ahead and be able to do it? Says the Mishnah says, 1 second. When we say halacha, you can't talk, I'm not looking at the table, but it's food. Person says, I'm not going in front of the Aron to repeat that. The Mishnah says, we'll continue. If it says, I will not go in front of a God for the Aron, that would be included. I won't go in front of the Aron. Half coffee, I will not go before the Aron, even barefoot, he won't be able to go in front of the Aron. I said, if a person makes it feeling round, sakana, once he creates a danger for himself, he puts a shape in the shape of an egg. So halacha is, and that would be without a flat base, that's halacha is making a sakana for himself. Because lamaisa, he bumps into it and falling down, or he lowers his head, or whatever. Gemara says it's going to go into his head. So it's a mitzvah that it's very dangerous. So Gemara says, again, what's halacha? Gemara says that the sakana ima mitzvah. You know what mitzvah? Gemara says, no, you do that. It says a mitzvah, you place it on your fill on your head. Gemara says, rather than the forehead, or on his arm. Above this place, he's believers in the Aminus. It's the way of their Aminus, the way of their people, those who are, don't believe Aminus. Tzipozab, you covered it with gold. Nelson Abed Sakul Shagol, you played it on top of the sieve of your baggage. Here's the Aminus, and it's the way of getting out. The way of going. So it's the same over here. You make it the Aminus, your boats, and you become a whole kind of Shmasa Mikra. You go with the day of Babasi, including what I was telling you now. The same thing should apply over here, that you would be able to have this idea of being able to go ahead and the way of the outsiders to see it would not pass you from the tefillin because you put it on the outside as a way to do it, will you be able to put on tefillin according to the Lashita Chacham. So the Gemara of Yosi, tefillin reverse shakos, halakha moshmi sinai. Tefillin blocks have to be square and they have to be black and they have to use all halakha moshmi sinai. These two halakhas, a requirement of that has to be a halakha moshmi sinai. If not that, it was incorrect. The Gemara says that the cheshbon is Mubas, Batofa Milosan, Shira Vamakamako, the width extends the length of it. We say no, you can go ahead and make it square, and you can go ahead, you can do that even before. One question, what is the halakha moshmishini here? One says, I'm going to have Yosi back to the DB. Fill in Rash, close halakha moshmishini. Fill in these things. Fill in Mubas, square, and one says it's considered, one says it's considered even before. It would be considered part of it. It would be part of it, be kasher. It would be kasher. The Gemara says, where do we see this from? So the Gemara has the Mishnah. Mishnah has halacha. Mishnah pitlah. But feels Hashem and Esrei Gemara said certain things you can add, certain things you can't add. Rabbi Vachatov, a person says, good people is a blessing, here's a dark minute. That's the minute. That's meanest. That's heresy. Well, why is it no good? And we'll explain why it's no good. It's not proper. So Gemara says, other things that feel like it's a very mechal. We say that a bird's nest, you should extend. Although it's a very mechal, it should be good. But when I'm talking, you say, all these things are extra. And you say, go ahead, you do it. Mashatma, so you take it back. You have to be reminded. You have to go back. Mishnah says, halacha, a person, amaka b'chanos, a person who represents translating the Torah, giving an interpretation of the arayos. Mashatma, you stop and be quiet. You can't say a person came out. You can't do that. We don't let you do it. was the Mizakaliti Navka Bezara. And also you see not become Jewish women. Once they have Mizakalan Stifa, you go ahead and start doing three people. It's all you with Meshiva. We're gonna go ahead and criticize what you're doing. There's nothing you can do about it. We're gonna keep on doing it. Someone says keep on doing it, even without further, Mishat Kana So, we don't let you do it even before that. So the Gemara says, let me verka to person says you should be blessed. What does that mean? The Gemara says, Shtei Rishiyot. I might say that's no good, because it sounds like you have two Rishiyot, saying it for two people, like for two entities, two theoretical statement to say that there are two powers in the world that are governing. That's why you can't do it. You have a case of a person who's carrying a wave of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says you can't do it in regards to Rakhla, Gersha, Ishtal, like Rakhla. On that man, myself, your mercy didn't extend. On that person, you can extend. He didn't extend. What is he telling you? Tell me, Shigmar doesn't explain. What he's telling you is that they're, just like your mercy, because Brooklyn's Rakhim extends to a bird's nest, so too it should extend to me as well. That's what he's saying. It should be rent to me like the bird's nest. So it should be accepted. Like you're having a set amount of Nidosa with the Kitchen of Brooklyn. Which says that you consider it as if you're doing it. Consider it as if it's yours. It's yours. It's if you're going, placing a limit. There's no limit to the thing. What you're saying is your own. So the Gemara says, it's not about it. Some say it's limited. Some say it's limited. Continues by that. That we said the luck would be give a certain amount of measurements. We want to know what are we referring to. When it says that the Amiris Rabuin, lo oven tovos. Once we saw those say a person acts because your mercy extend, because they're not acting correctly. What does that mean? So we're going to So how could you say that it should be the way we says love and tovus? It should be different. It should be able to accept it for good. So the Gemara says, we have a translator who explains the problem in Israel. How much I miss right? So I should be able to spell you. Whether it's an ox or a sheep. Both of the offspring born on the same day, live in divorce. I made it correctly. She locked much, This will be good. This is the beginning. We'll continue for me in the Mishnah tomorrow.